welcome to another Walking Movies. Well, I've not left the house. This isn't a habit, okay? I'm doing Super Mario Brothers on Wednesday, and I will be walking to the cinema to see that because no one else is coming with me. But today, I'm off to see Dungeons & Dragons Honor Among Thieves with
my wife
and
my daughter
and their Dungeons & Dragons Club. I mean, my wife's technically not part of it, but she kind of is because she's there all the time. But yeah, so that's what we're doing. I've seen a few trailers of this film. I can tell you in this film, you will see Chris Pine, Michelle Rodriguez, Reggie Jean Page, I think that's how he pronounces it, Sophia Lillis and Hugh Grant, as well as Justice Smith, who is honestly the worst mainstream actor I've seen in years. He was awful in Jurassic World 2. He was awful in Detective Pikachu. And no doubt he'll be awful in this because it's Justice Smith. Look, I'd like to be proved wrong, but I don't think I will be. It's literally just come out a couple of days ago. I've not seen any reviews. I don't know how it's doing at the box office yet. But everyone's pretty excited to see it. And who doesn't like a good action, big budget blockbuster? So we will see what it's like. It's directed by Jonathan Goldstein and John Francis Daly, who have worked together on things like Spider-Man Homecoming and directed Game Night, which was really good. So I'm hoping it'll be funny, at least, if nothing else. So, yeah. All right. Short and sweet, to the point. But I didn't want to rush. I don't want to linger on this one. I wanted to rush through it. So we shall see what it's like. And I will tell you what it's like later on after I've seen it and after this bit of music. Okay, let's talk about Dungeons & Dragons Honor Among Thieves. So, directed by Jonathan Goldstein and John Francis Daly, who co-wrote the screenplay. They also co-directed Game Night, which, if you've not seen Game Night, really funny comedy from about 4 or 5 years ago now. It's a good one. I don't know why there's so much loud banging. Chris Pine, Michelle Rodriguez, Ray John Page, Justice Smith, Sophie Lillis, and Hugh Grant. It was really weird. You know when you watch a film, you're like, I know that girl from somewhere. She was in it. She was the young version of Jessica Chastain. That's the one. Yeah. Right, so off the bat, my knowledge of Dungeons & Dragons cartoon. Never played the game. I would happily, someone to invite me, I would play a game of Dungeons & Dragons. But it's not something I've ever been inspired to try and do myself. I mean, you can't, as far as I know, play single player anyway. But, yeah, whatever. But I went with a group of people that do play Dungeons & Dragons. And so there, I was more interested in their view, in a way, than mine. Because this is really kind of, I wouldn't say it's aimed at, but obviously they're going to have more kind of emotional attachment than I would do because of that. And, you know, this isn't the first Dungeons & Dragons. There was a series of films from 2000 to about 2012, I think, 3 films. All crap, apparently. I've not watched them. But, I mean, they didn't do anything. Obviously, no. Now Hasbro owns Dungeons & Dragons. They are trying to do what they did with Transformers and make it a big franchise type affair. So this was the attempt. Going in, I was hoping it was going to be entertaining. I'd seen a trailer and thought it looked, you know, fairly good, but wasn't sure really what to expect. And I will tell you that I had a hell of a lot of fun with Dungeons & Dragons Honor Among Thieves. It reminded me of like a yarn from like the 80s or something, like I mean, it was very, there was a lot of similarities with, like, The Princess Bride. Felt, you know, that same kind of vibe. You got Indiana Jones in there. You know, that kind of swashbuckling adventure film, really. A lot of humour, which, again, if you see who wrote and directed the film, makes sense because they've got a background in some comedy. What else? I mean, the acting was good. Even Justice Smith, who is still awful, was still not as awful as I've seen him previously. So that's an advantage. Hugh Grant, I mean, there wasn't a bit of scenery he wasn't trying to chew. He was like a puppy. And all the better for it. I mean, if anyone... I say if anyone, of course, everyone should have watched Paddington 2 by now. But if you didn't see Paddington 2, he does make a great comedic villain. And he does so here. Chris Pine, still good. You know, he doesn't really get a lot of kind of meaty roles. And I think he's underappreciated, really. So I'm glad that he got to star in this. Michelle Rodriguez did a really good job. I thought I liked her in this. I liked everyone. There wasn't anyone that I thought did a bad job. You know, everyone looked like they were enjoying themselves. Special effects are mostly good. It will make a lot more sense if you are familiar with the games, because there were lots of little references that they made, which I had I'd heard of. So like a passing knowledge of, but the others got excited. The biggest complaint for it, it's not a spoiler, I'm not doing spoilers for this one because I just wanted to go and see it and there's nothing really I need to dissect, but it's like the lack of actual Dungeons and Dragons gameplay, i.e. dice rolls. Nothing's done with dice, and my wife felt that was a little bit of a missed opportunity. But we all enjoyed it. It's done moderately well at the box office. Like, it's open at number one, but it was a soft open, about $38 million, I think, in the US. It's opened at the top of the box office most countries it's been released in so far. But it feels to me like one of those films that's got legs. So a little bit like Top Gun Maverick last year, where it just didn't go away. You know, there's big hitters coming out. But I think this is going to be all right. I think this will do quite well. And I would love to see what they do next. I don't know where they would go next and how they would do it. But I would love to see how these films expand over time. And I really hope this does well enough that they are able to. Because the cast deserve it. The directors deserve it. The script writers deserve it. It was just a good summer blockbuster time at the cinema, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. What would I give it as a score? There's a question. I think I would give this 7.5. I really had a lot of fun, and go and check it out. Go and see it at the cinema. I had a lot of fun, and I'm sure you will too. So, there you go. That's Dungeons and Dragons. So, next up is Mario, which I'll be seeing in the next few days. So, until then, as always, Flynn lives, and Valdatori's.